Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. This is where I'm going to be for the next 3 hours. The show, though, is 4 hours. I get started every single weekday. Let me say it again for the people in the back, the people not paying attention. Wake up! I get started 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always lock in and listen on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You can always lock in and listen on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You got the McDonald's app on your phone, right? You got the weather app on your phone, right? You want to know if it's going to rain. Maybe you got some news. I don't know. It's your business. Get the Audacy app. Listen to us. You can listen to everything. You got SiriusXM. It's channel 158. And if you got yourself a smart speaker, that's easy too. You don't have to touch anything. All you have to do is ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. And oh yeah, by the way, if you got a smart speaker, you know how to work all that other technology, okay? Well, I would think you would. Hey, thank you so much to our guest in the first hour. Steve Popper came by from Newsday. Talked about the New York Knicks. And then right after that, we had a former New York Knick join us, a point guard. He was on the Knicks championship team. It was Chris Childs. Thank you so much to Chris Childs for joining us. And when I say championship team, the last New York Knicks team that competed for a championship, which happened to be in the lockout in 1999. But I digress. Chris Childs saw a young Jalen Brunson with his dad and former teammate Rick. Chris Childs saw a head coach that a lot of people like to criticize in Tom Thibodeau. He was an assistant for the New York Knicks at the time. Chris Childs also sees a lot of his former teammates on the court right now as the New York Knicks are having success that they haven't seen in, let's face it, almost 25 years. And so thank you to Chris Childs and thank you to Steve Popper for joining us in the last break. We are about an hour away. Was maybe less than that. Yeah, we're about an hour away from the NFL sharing with us the schedule for 2024. Who's going to play where? Who's going to play who? When are they going to play? And we know the teams. We know the combinations. We know who's going to play who. It's just a matter of when. Today we learned about some Christmas games from the NFL. Wednesday, December 25th. That's right, Wednesday, Christmas Day. The NFL said, forget your basketball, I got you covered. We got the Chiefs taking on the Steelers. We have the Ravens taking on the Texans. And must I remind you, the Ravens are going to open up the season against the Chiefs on Thursday night. And the same Ravens, they beat the Texans in the divisional round 34-10. We also found out some international games here. We know the NFL is going to have its first regular season game in Brazil, Sao Paulo, as the Eagles take on the Packers. The New York Jets are going to take on the Vikings in London. That's week 5. The Bears. Caleb Williams gets to go to London and go, the Bears. The Bears are going to take on the Jags in October. That's week 6. The very next week, the Jaguars might as well live in London for a month because they're taking on the Patriots the very next week in London. And then the New York Giants. New York Giants are going to take on the Panthers in Munich, Germany. Why does Germany have to get the crap game? I get it. I guess everybody in Germany, it's still a novelty, the NFL. I know they've had NFL Europe, but not the same way the NFL has staged games in London. And so I get it. It's like if the NBA was going to have a basketball game, and I don't know, the Philippines, they're not going to send the Lakers. They're going to say, Hickey, who are they going to send to play basketball in the Philippines, where the Filipino folks would just be happy?
The Hornets?
Yeah. Damn. You said that real fast, man. Yeah, it would be. It'd be the Hornets because we know LaMelo would be hurt. It'd be Brandon Miller would be the guy. But it'd be the Hornets versus another garbage team.
Would you put the Pistons in there? Are they too bad?
Yeah, the Pistons or the Bulls, like one of the two, right?
All right.
Right. I know the Bulls are, hey, Bulls, let's get to the play-in. Washington. The Wizards. Yep. Let's send Jordan Poole to the Philippines. Nice regular season game between the Wizards and the Hornets. It would sell out in the Philippines. You send them to London, everybody in London be like, hey, this is not Victor Wembanyama. This is not Jokic. This is not Anthony Edwards. We don't want this crap. People wouldn't go. Hey, but put the Hornets in the Philippines with the Wizards and it'd be a sellout. So, hey, congratulations to everybody in Munich, Germany. You're going to watch the New York Giants take on the Panthers. Good for you. And also, by the way, outside of the schedule release, it is Wednesday. Every Wednesday, I give you a new top 6 list. That's exactly what we're going to do today as well. And in an hour from now, outside of sharing with you a couple of schedule releases, I'm going to tell you about some quarterbacks. I'm going to give you my top 6 list of quarterbacks who have the most to prove this upcoming season. That top 6 list is coming in about an hour from now. Also, it's going to happen, and I said this man could be a great NFL quarterback. I'm joking, but I think he actually could, maybe, maybe not. Nikola Jokic, we talked about him destroying the Timberwolves. Vic Lombardi from Altitude TV in Denver is going to join us in about 15 minutes. But before we do that, speaking of the New York Giants, Hickey, you found out that they're going to be on Hard Knocks this year?
A different version of Hard Knocks at that as well.
Oh, boo, boo. So the New York Giants, this is about to be their 100th anniversary. And the New York Giants are celebrating this all over the city. They are celebrating with their legendary players. They're celebrating in New York. They're celebrating at historical sites. They are going all over the metropolitan area in New York to celebrate because when you're 100 years old, you play everywhere. I mean, at one point, they played in the old Yankee Stadium. So the New York Giants for 100 years, as Hickey said, they will be on Hard Knocks. But Hickey, explain how it's going to be different. It's kind of whack if you ask me.
So they are labeling it as the off-season edition of Hard Knocks. So cameras have been, I guess, with the Giants, within the Giants, from January through July. So at least what HBO is advertising to us is that, you know, there are cameras when, you know, they were negotiating, I guess, didn't want to bring back Saquon Barkley. And during the draft process, you know, on how they landed on their draft class. And I guess at this point, I mean, I don't know what else you're going to really be capturing.
That's not fun. People want to see Brian Daboll yell at neighbors. They want to see him curse people out. People want to see if Daniel Jones is a robot or a human being. This is what people want to see. None of that's happening in the offseason. In July, by the time the players get to doing anything, they're going to turn the cameras off. That sucks.
Yeah. So I'm assuming they're going to have a training camp edition for another team, but for the Giants and their lack of an offseason, get ready.
We still have another training camp coming for, you know, the traditional July, August. That's still happening?
I'm assuming so.
I don't know, bro.
You don't think?
I don't know. I know over the past couple of years, they've switched to doing in-season. At that point, I'm like, I can't watch anymore. Like, I remember they did in-season for the Cardinals. I didn't even see an episode.
Really?
I'm like, yeah, no. It's like after I watch all of the games, I'm saying to myself, what am I going to do? Watch Kyler Murray run around for his life? I like the off-season where there's more storytelling. Guys are getting cut, and not that you want somebody to lose their job on national TV, but there's more depth to it in the off-season for training camp outside of, hey, I know this guy. I know all his stats, his numbers, his background. I don't know. It's just more oomph in the off-season. So I certainly hope that we get a traditional version of Hard Knocks. But, yeah, January to July, let's listen to Brian Daboll. This is from last training camp, obviously not a part of Hard Knocks, and he was mic'd up during practice. This is from Giants.com.
Hold on. Back it up, five. False start. Let's go. Got to push through it. Let's go. Get lined up. Damn it. The game. Look. Do it again. Let's go.
Yeah, he's been a little bit more vulgar than that. That is the light version. I need the uncensored HBO version, but we won't get it. I told you I wanted to see if Daniel Jones was a robot or a normal person. We won't even get to see any of that. I mean, just from a couple of months ago, he was asked about being the longest tenured Giant now that Saquon Barkley is gone. And that is a ridiculous thing to think about. You think about all the turnover from the New York Giants. Daniel Jones is the longest tenured player. The man has been on a team since 2019. Listen to this robot. Is he a human or is he a robot?
Yeah, me and Dex. I guess that was a few minutes before Dex. But, yeah, I mean, it's different for sure. Not having Saquon around. You know, he's a, you know, he was a great teammate, great friend, happy for him, you know, to get the contract and you know, unfortunate, we're going to have to play him, but, that's the NFL. That's the way this works. And, you know, I'm excited about the guys we got on the team.
Hey, Hickey, he's a human. He laughed at the beginning of the clip. He laughed.
I was going to say, we didn't have to even wait long. Right away, boom, there's a laughter. We know he's a real person after all. Look at that little personality.
He's a real person. I don't know if he's going to be sticking around with the New York Giants, but and that would have been intriguing. Just to see Daniel Jones, a little bit of humanity, I think it would have done him good for the New York Giants, a little bit more favor with the fan base. Just to see a little bit more personality, and I think realistically, a little bit more health, because that is one thing we have not seen from Daniel Jones. So congratulations to the New York Giants getting ready to celebrate 100 years of football. Unfortunately, the past 10 years have been absolute garbage. Sorry. Let's bring back Eli Manning. And anyway, outside of that, you know, speaking of, I got to get this out the way. Because he played in New Jersey. The New York Giants play in New Jersey. They played across the street from each other. I cannot believe the New Jersey Nets. I called them the New Jersey Nets. I did. I know they play in Brooklyn now. They are retiring the number of Vince Carter? What? Hickey, why? Do you know why? Why are they doing this?
Because it's right now the only thing fans can get excited about. Going forward?
Do you think, and Vince Carter's a great dude, do you think the Brooklyn Nets, the New Jersey Nets, do you think Vince Carter did something for them to retire his jersey?
No, not at all.
I don't know what he did. He got traded from the Raptors. He was a Brooklyn, New Jersey Net. He didn't go to Brooklyn. It predated him. He was there for 5 years. And did what? I don't know. Whatever they did, they gave him a fancy video to let him know we're going to retire number 15. Listen to this.
The door is open for the Nets.
That's time, though.
Kidd, 3 seconds. Carter looking for the win. He buries it. Vince Carter.
One of the greatest players in Nets history, an icon of the game, a legacy that will forever live in the hearts of Nets fans. His number 15 will take its rightful place among the franchise greats, immortalized high above the court at Barclays Center, never again to be worn by a Net. Vince Carter, half man, half amazing, a legend that will always be remembered.
It's all right there, especially next to that guy. I'll take it.
It's pretty dope, man. Because it's forever up there. It's Nets 15, Carter. You can't use it again. Didn't get any rid of that.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, man. This is weak. And Vince Carter's a nice guy. Me and him got a lot of mutual friends. And, you know, I'm just going to say hi. I'm not going to say nothing. I'm going to keep my comments to myself. Maybe they get back. What happened? Vince Carter is known for being a Raptor, and I get it. The people out there for a long time, they hated his guts, and eventually it's going to happen. His jersey needs to be retired in Toronto. He helped that franchise become relevant, and I know things got tight at the end. The New Jersey Nets, the Brooklyn Nets, were good before Vince Carter got there. They were going to the finals with Jason Kidd before he got there, and then when he finally got traded and arrived, like, that ship has sailed. I could think of a bunch of memorable moments of Vince Carter, and almost all of them come as a member of the Raptors more than 20 years ago, and then running around with the Dallas Mavericks. That's what I remember, not the Nets. He had some prime years that were left, and he was coming out of his prime with the Nets. But come on, Vince Carter, a Hall of Famer. I think he's the only NBA player to play in four different decades. I remember seeing him here in Atlanta, but come on. You're gonna retire his number for what? Hickey, I'm gonna go to Brooklyn and I'm gonna look up, and every time I see it, I'm just gonna, why is that up there? I may have to go up there and pull it down myself.
I mean, doesn't Vince Carter's reaction just kind of tell you he's thinking the same thing? Bro. Like, he sat down and goes, "That's dope." I don't think that you're saying something like that if you were like, if that city meant something to you, or like you were like an icon there, right? Or like you were expecting it even.
When Vince Carter played for the New Jersey Nets, nobody wanted to play out there. It was a dump. They played it between two highways and a swamp. Oh, is there one moment that stands out to you? Anything? Nothing? One?
No. I can't think of one signature moment of Vince in Jersey.
I can't even tell you about a Vince dunk in New Jersey. I can't tell you about an alley-oop. Congratulations, Vince Carter. Great guy, a fun basketball player to watch. Just New Jersey Nets. This is why they need to move him back to Jersey. They're doing stupid things like this. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of another 15, when we come back, we're going to talk about Mr. Nikola Jokic of the Denver Nuggets. We will be joined by Vic Lombardi from Altitude TV in Denver. Don't move.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We got people listening coast to coast. Thank you so much to our guests, and Chris Childs joining us and Steve Popper. But now it's time to go to Denver. It's time to have a conversation with someone who covers these Denver Nuggets for both Altitude TV and Altitude Sports Radio. He is familiar with everything they've done from the championship up until now. Joining us on the line is Vic Lombardi. Vic, how are you?
Good. How are you, my man?
I'm excellent. No surprises at this point what Jokic is doing, huh?
Well, the surprise only comes if you haven't watched him for the last eight seasons. He is a computer processor is what he is, and it's only a matter of time before he can figure you out, figure out a team's defensive calls, figure out how guys will guard him, and he's doing it, and he does it every single series he plays. We're just watching it in real time right now.
It's a beautiful thing to see such a unique talent. I can't remember seeing anyone like him. I don't think we ever will be. And in a comparison way, and it's ironic, this is someone who's told him to his face, hey, I don't think you'd be MVP. Shaq was unique in his own way. Jokic is ridiculously unique in another. Outside of physically, how have you seen him evolve over the last several seasons?
I've just seen some things out of him defensively where I remember he was cast as a poor defender. And I get it. When you watch him, he's not a rim protector, right? So a lot of people look at centers and say their only form of defense is rim protection. That's not what he does. He's not Rudy Gobert. He's not going to go up there and block shots. He's not Anthony Davis. But there are other little things he does, the subtleties of the defensive play. He gets his hand in a lot of steals. He will move teammates around. He'll rotate to places that people just don't see. So I think he's been much better in that area. And I think as a leader, he's not a yeller. He's not a locker room talker. But he has his way of leading. His teammates love him. And when I say love him, they emulate him. They want to be like him. They follow in his footsteps. And that's a pretty special trait to have.
Yeah, Vic Lombardi is here with us from Altitude TV and Altitude Sports Radio. You talk about his teammates. There's some key teammates, guys like Jeff Green and Brown that are no longer on the squad. What are your thoughts on the depth and how they've been able to pick up some of the slack? Where are some areas that they still need help in?
Well, I mean, the bench, there's no secret here. The Denver Nuggets bench took a big blow when they lost Bruce Brown and Jeff Green. And there was a lot of talk in town about whether or not they'd be able to replace those guys. But here's the secret to NBA basketball. You survive the regular season with whatever you have. And once you get to the postseason, the bench shrinks regardless. It shrinks. And it shrinks to a three-person bench. That's what the Nuggets do. So if you can get three guys out of the depth that you possess, three guys to play your style, your system, and give you enough, then you will have enough. And that's where the Nuggets are right now. They've got Christian Brown, who's playing extremely well the last couple games. They have a revelation in Justin Holiday, a journeyman veteran who has filled a wonderful role off the bench. And they've got Reggie Jackson, who comes in for the point guard and does his deed. Now, could they be better off the bench? Of course they could. But I think they're good enough because starters will segue in with those bench players and make it easier.
Vic Lombardi here with us. You talk about the mouthpiece of the team and the personality. A lot of it, I feel, comes from head coach Michael Malone. I mean, a New York dude, it still comes across like he has a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. How does he kind of mold the team and keep them going?
He holds them accountable, number one. Accountability is important, especially at the pro sports level. But he does so in a very fair fashion. He's not an embarrass every player every chance he gets kind of coach. He's learned. That's not how you can do it at this level. These guys are paid professionals with egos. But he built a culture here along with the front office that they really push to make sure it works. If there's a player that doesn't play within that culture, they won't be here for long. So, and the culture is one of hard work. It's one of accountability to your own work ethic. And it's one of, hey, man, there's one thing you got to be able to do. You got to give it your all. The Denver Nuggets starters, I think, played more minutes than any starting outfit in the league, and they don't miss games that often. There's none of this stuff you see with some other franchises. That's a work ethic that stems from their coach's mindset. He really goes out of his way to make sure that the players know you got to work to win in this league, and they're outworking teams right now. They've done so in this playoff.
And Vic Lombardi's here with us from Altitude TV and Altitude Sports Radio. Well, they'll be back in action tomorrow in Minneapolis, downtown, to close things out. Do you think they're going to put the foot down, or do you think that there's going to be a move back to a game seven?
Well, they'll try. They'll try. And I think if there's one game where I would give the Nuggets the mental edge, the emotional edge, this is it. I mean, you win three straight against the team. Listen, a week ago tonight is when Nikola Jokic was handed his MVP. It was a week ago when they were down 0-2 in this playoff series. A week ago when Shaquille O'Neal, I thought, disrespectfully gave that award to Nikola Jokic, and everybody thought all was lost. There's no way they'd be able to overcome the suffocating Minnesota defense. Well, in that week, things changed in a hurry. They went the other direction. They went full left field. They surprised us all. They stunned us. Do I think they can? It can flip the other way? Sure. It can flip the other way. That's the beauty of sports, right? You never know. But if I were comfortable in the Nuggets winning this series, this is as comfortable as I can be, because I think they figured things out.
Well, Vic, you mentioned Jokic. There's so much that I think the basketball public, whether you're a hardcore fan or you're a casual fan, I think everybody's learned more and more about Jokic over the past year. From his comments, from the party to the parade to the game to the MVPs and what have you, what don't we know? What don't we see about Nikola Jokic?
What he doesn't want you to see, how private he is and how he despises the limelight and how media attention for him is the absolute worst thing about the NBA. He doesn't care what we think about him. He really doesn't. He wants to go live his life and enjoy his life on his own terms. And it's sort of the anti-NBA mentality where everything is documented, everything's on social media, all of your business is out there for people to see. Heck, we do that on a personal level outside the NBA. He is he's not in tune with that. He doesn't care about that. He cares about his circle of friends, his family, his countrymen, his horses, and that's how he wants to keep it. He doesn't want to establish any transparency because he doesn't need it. He doesn't need to be loved by all. He wants to be loved by those who are closest to him.
Vic, I appreciate that. Where can people follow you and all of your work with Altitude TV and hear you on Altitude Sports Radio?
Yeah, Altitude is obviously the regional network in Colorado, but you can easily follow me on Twitter at Vic Lombardi, my friend.
Well, Vic, thank you so much for the time, and I think you got a longer ride ahead of you for the rest of these playoffs. Appreciate the time.
Let's see how much longer we go. I appreciate it as well. Thank you.
No doubt about it. That Vic Lombardi calling us up from Denver, Colorado. I think the Nuggets got themselves some runway here. If you have to now ask me, based on what we've seen, this is a two-game series, right? Out of two games for the Denver Nuggets, they're not going to pick up one victory? Not tomorrow night? Not on Sunday? I think they will, especially, and I say this, especially with no Mike Conley dealing with an Achilles. Come on now. Let's be real. This man, Mike Conley, is 36 years old. I don't think it's a coincidence that, you know, he starts feeling this in his Achilles. He doesn't play last night. And even when the Wolves went on these small runs, you just said, is it sustainable? And I said, no, this is the Nuggets night. And if I got to give them two chances to win one game, it looks to me like Minnesota gave it its best shot. They had them 0-2, 2-0. Now the Nuggets win three straight. I think the Nuggets are going to win this series. And poor Alex Rodriguez, right? This man is trying to purchase the Minnesota Timberwolves from the owner, Glenn Taylor. Thought he had some good leverage. Well, not if they lose. Glenn Taylor's going to say, look what I did. And then they just showed up. Don't let him finish. Let me finish the job. I love some good drama. Anyway, It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. And speaking of drama, well, I'm going to give you a top six list in about 30 minutes. The NFL will also start releasing its schedules in about 30 minutes. But drama? Harrison Butker. I never heard this guy speak a day in my life. He's kicking field goals and winning championships for the Kansas City Chiefs. I think he might have put his foot in his mouth over the weekend while speaking at a college commencement. He has a place where women, or at least he has a place that he feels women belong. I'll let you hear from him on the other side of the break.
Tired of sifting through countless supplements? Unsure of what's actually effective? Introducing Legion, the choice of over 800,000 discerning fitness enthusiasts. With all-natural products, clinically effective ingredients, doses, and hassle-free money-back guarantee, you can achieve your fitness goals without the unnecessary guesswork. Say goodbye to wasted efforts and hello to results with Legion. You don't need supplements to build muscle, lose fat, or get healthy, but the right ones can help. Visit LegionAthletics.com. Go to LegionAthletics.com to get 20% off your order now.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Are you a fan of mystery and adventure? Introducing June's Journey, the captivating free-to-play mobile game that will ignite your inner detective. Play as June Parker in a thrilling murder mystery adventure as you search for hidden objects to uncover the truth behind her sister's death. Step into the glamorous world of the Roaring Twenties with stunningly illustrated scenes and over 1,000 mysteries to unravel. With new chapters added weekly, you'll never run out of clues to chase and suspects to interrogate. Plus, you can build your own island escape with beautiful gardens and buildings, and even join a detective club to collaborate with other players. Experience the thrill of being a detective and unravel the mystery in June's Journey. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. You want to holler at me? It's simple. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hey, thank you so much to our guest in the last break. Vic Lombardi came by to join us from Altitude TV and the Altitude Sports Radio Network out in Denver, Colorado. And of course, everybody's taking a look at what's going on with Nikola Jokic and just destroying the Minnesota Timberwolves. I think the Nuggets will ultimately win this series. And you also heard from Rich Ackerman a little bit of a news update. Yeah, Cleveland and Boston are playing it close right now in the second quarter. Tied at about 34 all. There's no Caris LeVert. There's no Donovan Mitchell. And the Boston Celtics just need to finish off this damn series and go to hell on home. Also, Dallas and Oklahoma City, they're tied up 2-2. They will tip off in about 2 hours from now. And in about 20 minutes from now, the NFL is going to release its full schedule. And yeah, we already know we got a couple of Christmas games and what have you. Speaking of Christmas games, for Christmas this year, Wednesday, December 25th, we're going to have the Ravens and the Texans. The Ravens just eliminated the Texans from the postseason. And then we're also going to have the Chiefs and the Steelers. And I told you right before we went to break, there's a Kansas City Chief who's in a little bit of trouble. We all know about Rashee Rice and his issues driving fast and speeding places in the Dallas area that he should not be. Who would have ever thought that the kicker, Harrison Butker of the Kansas City Chiefs, put his foot in his mouth? Or maybe he didn't. I know he certainly offended some people when he delivered the commencement at Benedictine College. Now listen, this is a local college in the Kansas City metro area. He is a three-time Super Bowl champion. This is one of the best kickers in the NFL. And I think he decided to put his foot in his mouth. Listen to part of his commencement speech from this past weekend.
For the ladies present today, Congratulations on an amazing accomplishment. You should be proud of all that you have achieved to this point in your young lives. I want to speak directly to you briefly because I think it is you, the women, who have had the most diabolical lies told to you. How many of you are sitting here now about to cross this stage and are thinking about all the promotions and titles you are going to get in your career? Some of you may go on to lead successful careers in the world, but I would venture to guess that the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world. I can tell you that my beautiful wife, Isabel, would be the first to say that her life truly started when she began living her vocation as a wife and as a mother.
Her life really started when she became a wife and a mother? Like, what year are we living? Is this 2024? And I thought when you have a commencement speech, I thought when you have a graduation, I thought it was supposed to be uplifting to the individuals there. I thought when you have a commencement, a graduation speech, I thought you're supposed to encourage everybody with an understanding that people come from different perspectives and they come from different walks of life. You're supposed to cast the widest net, not take us back into the Stone Age. Now, listen, Harrison Butker can believe in whatever he wants to. He also had some comments about a Pride Month. He didn't think that Pride Month should exist. He thinks that women belong in the kitchen. He is well within his right to do whatever he wants inside the walls of his damn house. But when it comes to an overall, man, welcome to the year 2024. Let people do whatever the hell it is that they want to do as long as they're not hurting anybody. And when you're saying ridiculous things like Harrison Butker at a graduation, at a commencement ceremony, you're trying to take us back into the Stone Age, man. For all of that, if you need new friends, you shouldn't be delivering a commencement speech at a college. You need to get in a time machine and hang out with Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble. Like, this is nuts. The Kansas City Chiefs, they have no comment. I haven't heard anything yet as of the time that I say this from Harrison Butker. If you want your wife in the kitchen making babies, that's fine. But there are enough women out here who are out here busting their ass, making money, doing whatever the hell it is that they want to do, and they don't need you, a man, telling them what the hell that they need to do. It's a wild world. We got a lot of men telling women what they need to do with their bodies. Harrison Butker needs to stick to kicking footballs instead of putting his damn foot in his mouth. I can't believe he said that at a college graduation. You're supposed to bring people together. You're supposed to encourage them. Not spit on them and tell them, hey, get your ass back in the kitchen. Do better. Hickey, I can understand if this was a speech. If this was a speech at a conservative event, I can understand if this was at his church where people share similar beliefs. Benedictine College is a liberal arts school. This is not a religious school. As far as I can look, it might have religious roots. There was nothing that said to me that this is what the people in the audience wanted to hear.
I'm with you. Very well said. And it's just, it is frustrating because, like, you do see, like you said, all the progress I'm making just in general going forward here and trying to lift people up overall. And then to kind of, especially, by the way, at a point in your life where it is like the most influential, right? Like, you are, when you're a college graduate, it's like, oh, I can do anything I want. You know, everything is there at my disposal for me to be whatever person, whatever professional I want to be. It's all there in front of me. And then to hear the person who's really supposed to give you the kind of the last parting words, inspirational words before you really get out in the real world to make a life for yourself, to basically be like, yeah, ladies, by the way, everything you want to accomplish, yeah, forget that. You're here for one reason and one reason only. It's, I wish I could say it's shocking. Actually, no, I it is to me shocking. I thought we kind of crossed a barrier at least, and it seems like that's not the case.
No, Harrison Butker said, hey, you got a degree now, get in the kitchen. Like, if why the hell are you delivering a commencement speech where people work their asses off to get a degree and you're telling them, hey, forget crossing the stage and getting a job. Just get in the kitchen and make a baby. Like, that's so ass backwards. Why are you delivering a commencement speech if these women who happen to be in the crowd work so damn hard that you're basically just tossing aside what they accomplished? And I get it. Harrison Buck is from right here in Atlanta, Georgia. I could drive to his high school in about 15 minutes. I could jog right across the damn road to Georgia Tech where he kicked footballs. Come on, man. You don't know what hard work is? What if you worked your ass hard? What if you worked hard to get where you are and somebody says, hey, go have a seat. Sit down. And there's nothing wrong with him believing in that. But to deliver a commencement speech, does he know what it is? Did he think that this was his time to impart his values and experience? What has he done? And I don't know. It doesn't seem like he's given a speech, but what has he done besides kick a football in the Super Bowl? What has he done? It doesn't seem like he has a whole hell of a lot of life experience. The man is almost 30 years old. What have you done? Congratulations to your wife. She's home making babies. But shout outs to all the women out there who are busting ass making ends meet for themselves. There's something admirable in that all by itself. Women get crapped on enough. They don't need a kicker from the NFL to do it for them. Benedictine College, come on now. Do something. You're on the clock. Damn. Anyway, that's not the only guy that spoke, okay? And it's just a quick change here. Odell Beckham Jr. was introduced today by the Miami Dolphins.
Big one. Wow.
He didn't say anything crazy, did he?
I mean, I didn't see many headlines, so I'm going to say the answer to that is no.
Good. Yeah, Odell doesn't come across to me as the type of guy who would tell a woman to stay in the kitchen. I think he would know better than that. Anyway, Odell Beckham Jr. said he's excited to play with Tua Tagovailoa.
He just throws different. They said the accuracy and the spin, it's like it's not, they were like, it's not really like he's left-handed. And just watching his film, you know, there's a lot of great things that he's been doing. Did it at Alabama, did it, you know, here at the Dolphins. And like I say, I just seen an opportunity when I really watched the film, when I really sat down and didn't look at a destination. I looked at, you know, myself in the mirror or a place for me and my career. I just seen a lot of opportunity here.
Hickey, I'm trying not to laugh. I'm trying not to. Because the entire time that he's saying it, hey, it's not just Tua throwing left-handed. Can we talk about Tua playing in the cold weather? Can we do that? Is everybody just going to ignore that element and that part of it? Like, you can go and have fun in Miami. Knock on wood, Odell is going from Baltimore, a little bit colder of a climate down to Miami, a little bit more of a party town, a party city. I see the story happening, Hickey. Miami Dolphins are going to win 9-10 games. They're going to get into the playoffs as a wild card. They're going to play somewhere cold. And they're going to lose.
I'm with you. And I would even extend it to cold and also big games. Like, remember the last game of the year? At home, Bills, division on the line. You win that game, you're the 2 seed, and you have at least 2 games at home, you know, in the warmth of your stadium. And he crapped the bed. I think the final score was 21-14, I believe. One of the highest scoring offenses in the league at home. Big game. 14 points.
You're right. Thank you for bringing that back up. They're going to have fun. And for Odell Beckham's sake, yeah, I think he'll be fine. You know, and I think another year, and I don't know, when you blow out your ACL twice, I don't know if it's hanging on by a thread, but I would think having a second year now removed, he would be okay, even though he's getting older. Come on, clock this guy in for 500, 600 yards, and I don't know, 5 touchdowns. I think that would be good for Odell Beckham Jr., and I think with the players that he's going to be out there on the field with, these dudes are all speedsters. Odell has certainly lost a step. I don't think Tyreek Hill has. I don't think Weddle has. Or Waddle, Jalen Waddle, excuse me. You think about Raheem Mostert, he was leading the world in touchdowns before he went down. A-chain and helping to rush the ball when Mostert went down. This is like a track team on a football field. And Odell is going to fit in perfectly fine. What their defense does, what they do later in the season, come on, it's not going to be easy. Is Aaron Rodgers going to be healthy with the New York Jets? Got to compete with them if he's healthy, right? The Buffalo Bills have certainly taken a step back, but I still expect them to be competitive. The only team in the AFC East that you can just kind of walk all over and walk around, well, I'd probably say it's It's the Patriots. Nobody expects them. Vegas doesn't expect them to win more than 5 or 6 games. Miami Dolphins, congratulations. Odell is going to have the time of his life in Miami. And he'll get paid. Good for him. But a championship? Odell has one of those. Even though he tore his ACL in the game. At least he had a touchdown before he went down. You got to find the silver lining in things, people. You really do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. In about 10 minutes from now, the NFL is going to release its schedule for 2024. I'm going to tell you about some of the matchups, but then I will also deliver to you, I will share with you a new top 6 list. We're going to take a look at the top 6 quarterbacks in the NFL with the most to prove this upcoming season. Who's behind is on the line. Who needs money? Who needs a championship? Who needs a contract? Who needs to come up big? I'm going to tell you the 6 players, the 6 QBs who need to do so on the other side of the break. Don't move. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network.
Instacart shopper thoughts. Avocado edition.
If I had a time machine, I wouldn't go back in time to ride a dinosaur or hang out with George Washington. I'd go forward 3 days from now to see this avocado perfectly ripe just in time for Jeff to make his guac. But hey, that's just me.
Download the Instacart app and we'll overthink shopping for you. Get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.